Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company. Well, your pet's health is our business, and we're friends like my friend, Dr. Andy. Well, she doesn't let friends feed kibble because, you know, you want the best for dogs now, don't you, Dr. Andy?
I do, all the time, every day.
Every day, your hands are on dogs. What do dogs say? Dogs speak to you. I mean, in a way, what is the most common thing that you think, that you feel, that dogs are saying? What are they saying?
A bit broad. Good morning, everybody. That's a great question. Most of them are just tickled pink with everything, even though the owners are losing their gourds over this or that. Yeah, they're like, they're fine. A lot of them are like, could you tell them? It's just fine. It's just, we're good. Yeah. Most of them are just super happy.
You know, tomorrow, the podcast is going to come out where I just interviewed Don Lester and David Parker. And they wrote this book, Dr. Andy, called What Really Makes You Ill. And it's a very small book.
Oh, my God.
So there's
two inches wide here, people. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. But you know, Dee
Dee will get that done by the end of the week. Don't worry.
Right. It's like, oh my gosh. What they're gonna come back and talk about is how our pet parents' expectations, energy, all of that does play a role in pet health. And they wrote a book before this one called Perceptions of Reality, I think is what it's called.
Oh, see? And, one's more interesting to me. I know what makes you sick.
Right? You're like, I'm tired of it.
But perceptions, yes, of reality.
Yeah. So that's coming out tomorrow. So that's going to be awesome. So I want to talk to you a little bit about some information that came from the desk of Dr. Andy.
Oh, yes.
Because I was just listening to a podcast on the Terrain Theory podcast, which was talking about homeopathy. Mm-hmm. And in this last email that you sent out, you were talking about homeopathy. And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand it. But I did want to read something really quick before we talk about that might put a better perspective on it, because this comes from the book, Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs, from Dr. Harvey Biggleson.
That's a great title.
It's a great title. And you know, Dr. Harvey died in 2019. This book was written, I think, in 2011. This was written in 2011. Now, I'm in the academy, of course, so I study with these guys. But I thought this was fascinating because he said, we're going to talk about a little bit about homeopathy, but he said drugs are designed to stop a symptom or stop the appearance of a system, okay, a symptom. And they do nothing for underlying condition that the symptom describes. Pharmaceuticals do nothing for understanding the condition that the symptom describes. And he says, think about it. When you buy a cold or allergy remedy, what you're buying is a product designed to stop the sniffles, clear the stuffy head, and reduce sinus or sore throat pain. He said, nothing in any of those descriptions has anything to do with helping your body adapt to the change that is producing the symptoms that we call a cold. And he said, the drug is designed to stop the symptoms that you're experiencing. And that's it. Just stop the symptoms. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't take much to dissect the marketing claims that are backed up by the FDA. And I found that this is very interesting. To become FDA approved, that everybody thinks is so important, drugs only have to be successful at whatever the marketing claim says it will do. And so it would be really interesting for our pet parents to look at marketing claims, even on prescription diets. Does it really say in the marketing claim that it is going to heal the body? Or what is it just saying? We're going to stop the symptom. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you just want to stop a symptom, you will never heal the person or the pet.
Yes.
Because you're not going to know.
There you go. That's it. End of conversation.
That's it. Good night, everybody.
Yes. Very nice, Dee Dee. Thank you.
So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, homeopathy, because clearly this is something that Neely does.
I was going to say, you've talked with Neely about this. She's amazing at it. I have been dabbling more and more and more and more. I think it's amazing. And like the newsletter, it's very counterintuitive trying to describe what homeopathy is to people, right? It's like less is more. That is the opposite of our entire reality and society. Right? I mean, supersize me, right? 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 Supersize me. That is what we do, right? And so I'm like, oh, less is more. You'd hand out homeopathy and I would tell people, okay, go down. And when you have about a third, refill it with good structured filtered water. Less is more. But I'm like, you can keep that going and less is more and less is more. And you know, fill that bottle up and use that bottle again. You know, you can throw one little round little ball, and that's what most of them that you buy in the store are little balls, they're not, some of them are tablets, but they're little. You can throw one of those in the water and let it dissolve or not dissolve. And that all the dogs drink out of it. They're all getting a homeopathic treatment.
I just heard that. Mm-hmm. I just heard that. Now, Neely had told me that to put, this is when Asta was still alive. Mm-hmm. And so we were giving her some homeopathic stuff. And Neil said the same thing. Just put those in the water, you know, mm-hmm. that she's drinking. But I heard that today on this podcast I was listening to. And she was saying what she was trying to express was that people will say, oh, it's just a placebo effect, yeah. Right? Yeah. She said, however, she had given it to her 5-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. She's like, she didn't know it was even what it was because she put it in the water. Mm-hmm. And she said it was sort of like a exorcism. it was really funny because she was like, this is the, I was listening to her and I forget her name now. I have to look it up. But she was saying the reason that she came to homeopathy was because her daughter had so many ear infections. She was getting ill. They kept putting her on antibiotics. She was getting worse and worse. And finally, she just said, enough is enough. And she went to a homeopath and she was so impressed that she is now a homeopath herself. Now you have to do 4 years of study to become a homeopath.
It's intense. Right. The amount of information is unbelievable. And the devil is definitely in the details when you have a chronic condition and working with a homeopath. Like a classically trained homeopath wants to get it down to 1-2 remedies, all of your quote unquote issues. So, you know, what we're talking about is more of homeotoxicology where they put like, you know, 6 things in there and hopefully they hit one of them that works for you. But the greatest thing about homeopathy is you hit the right remedy, great. If you don't, nothing happens.
Yeah.
There's no side effects. There's just no effect. And you need to, because homeopathy is also based on personality type, what, you know, all kinds of, you know, childhood traumas. I mean, you could, like a classical trained homeopath is going to ask you a gazillion and then more questions. And there are some that are trained for animals and they'll, you know, we were just talking before air. I've worked with her a few times with Torch and his EPI, and he's got a drippy eye that we cannot get to clear up. We haven't hit the right remedy with him, but we'll just keep working at it. He threw up in his kennel last night. He's not feeling great today. He does this with his EPI, his exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. randomly. I feed him the same stuff. Whatever. But he's on his go-to this morning, and that makes him feel a lot better. And that is Arnica and Aconite from Adored Beast.
Yeah.
Rod Dog Food and Company. Grab it from them. You should have it on hand. Period. End of discussion for your dogs.
Yeah.
Before you have a problem.
Yeah, I think that is definitely should be in your first aid kit. You know, and mm-hmm. I take it with me anytime we go out of town. Anytime we go out of town for Laws, because let's say that she, I don't know, cuts her leg, stubs her toe. I don't know. Doesn't feel well. You're going to give them a little Arnica and Aconite in a little spray right in their gum area. Is that how you do it? How do you do for torts? Yeah.
It's on the pump, but yeah, I just pump it straight in.
Yeah, pump. You can pump or spray.
It's sweet. I've taken it.
I think Neely, when she had her car wreck, mm-hmm. she did that, and she did the jump for joints. So she did all homeopathic stuff when she had that guy hit her at 60 miles an hour from behind.
Yeah.
Never even went to the hospital.
Post-surgery?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Arnica post-surgery is phenomenal. And all homeopathy can be given with traditional meds if you need to. And what I've noticed over the years, the clients that do use the NSAIDs, the carprofen, betprofen, meloxicam, blah, blah, whatever. If they also give the Arnica, you don't get as much stagnation with those meds. It actually works better.
I love that word. I use that often now working with the Bigglesons. That's their thing. Stagnation.
Stagnation.
Yeah. Removing the stagnation. Now, one thing that I want to get really clear on with these guys is inflammation heals. Okay. Mm-hmm. It heals the body. It's a healing mechanism. Mm-hmm. Stagnant inflammation is what causes cancers and molds and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we may be jumping the gun with our pet parents on trying to get the inflammation out of the body, right? Now we know that an improper diet is going to cause that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we don't want to do that. I mean, look, if you're not eating processed foods, if you don't think that cake, cookies, and chemicals is good for you, I'm uncertain why we think it's okay for the dogs. But back to the marketing, because it's marketing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I did want to correct one thing on your email.
What did I get wrong?
You said Neely has over 29 certifications. It's now 42.
Oh, well, geez, you need to update your website.
Oh, it's mine.
Yes, that statement was pasted off of Rod Dog Food Company.
She just goes so fast. I'm like, well, how many do you have today?
How did she? She's Louise. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wrong. 42, folks.
I mean, I don't know how she does it. I really don't. You know, there are people that love to study.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I don't love to study, but maybe it's my time management I have good time management. Okay. But I just, because I'm in the Bigglesons Academy right now, I'm also taking a German new medicine course. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, here's the thing, Dr. Andy, we see so many cancer patients in these dogs, mm-hmm. right? And I've got to look a different way. I'm looking in a different way now. It's like, what is going on? There's something else going on. Now we know vaccines, and it was funny because I asked this question of Dawn and David. I said, are there any pharmaceuticals that are safe? They were like, no.
Well, what's your definition of safe?
He said safe and effective. He said, no, there are no safe and effective. They all have some sort of crap in them.
Yes. And there's always side effects. I've seen amine it's not even side effects. It's just effects, right? They're not side, right? But I do think there are times and places where there's a cost benefit to pharmaceuticals. Sure. I do.
If your left nut's about to fall off, you probably want to get mm-hmm. something to help you with that.
If you, yes.
And if you have a left
if
nut,
if I
Dr.
have a left nut, I think it's a bigger problem.
Then we really, yeah, right.
But I'd rather look at it cost benefit. And some drugs are absolutely a hard no in my world. Some are absolutely horrific. And then there's times when you need something to get over a hump to get your animal or yourself feeling better to then change course.
What's your hard no?
In the animal world?
Yeah, you said, I've got some hard no's.
Yeah, gabapentin. That's a hard stop.
Librella.
Librella is a hard stop. I won't do them. I will not give that stuff.
Hasn't really filtered down to the veterinary world as of yet.
What?
That these are harmful. You know,
No.
You heard that.
Go ahead. We have busy vets. We have busy doctors. Pharmaceutical companies tell them, do this. You make the most money here. And they go, okay.
Here's how I feel about that, Dr. Andy. We have very busy truck drivers. Mm-hmm. Very busy truck drivers that are coming down the mountain, right? Mm-hmm. And do we give these truck drivers a pass if they don't know the law? They don't know what could happen if their truck catches on fire or the brakes go out or they become out of control. Do we give them a pass because they're just too busy to learn how to drive a truck that could endanger us?
It's funny you bring up that example because I should get my husband on here because he'd tell you that the gentleman that killed 6 people by doing that did get a pass.
I know he did. So, right here in Colorado, guys.
Yes. Yeah. His claim was he couldn't speak English and he couldn't read the signs. They gave him a trucker's license. Was it 6 people, 4 people?
I don't know, but I remember that day specifically because Rick and I were on the truck route that day. We were going to Littleton. Okay. And we had to be rerouted because that wreck had just happened, right? The fireball that happened. And I remember that day vividly, and it's just horrible. And because we live in the mountains, we always see these truckers coming down with their smoke coming out of the back. Yeah. And Rick is like, do they not understand? You cannot ride your brakes down the mountain, folks. We got to shift.
Yeah.
So I just used that analogy because it was horrific. But I understand.
I think everybody gets a pass these days, which is just part of my total irritation with where we're at. There's always an excuse. There's always a pass there. And, you know, we can do crummy business because the government's going to bail us out. You know, we don't, you know, this is just how business is done. You know, I'm really kind of sick of the state of affairs.
Sure.
I'm out there. I'm just the dumb chiropractor and I'm out there researching these drugs. I'm looking them up. I'd much rather be going and watching Netflix or reading a book, a fun fiction, you know, but no, this is important. This is how I think I do a better job out here in the world. And that's important to me. So I don't think I have an answer for you, Dee Dee.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. And the answer is to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough pill to swallow. No pun intended, but it is. And,
you know, and they do exist. Dr. Judy does. She looked at it differently. These doctors have got to be looking at stuff and going, this isn't working, but my paycheck's linked to it. So, oh, well.
Right. And maybe they designed the system so that they are so busy that they can't really do education and research. But I'm telling you, you can listen to a podcast on your way to work. Right? Yeah.
When you're out walking your own dog.
You can read a chapter a day. You can get involved with, there are a lot of different courses online, right? And I do believe that when you need an answer, you can ask for it. And if you're conscious, you will see it, right? Absolutely. Answers will come. And it's there are more and more outlets for people to go to today that talk about that snap you out of this germ theory versus terrain, right? And germ theory, my goodness, it's prevalent in the raw dog food industry. Why? Because you have the FDA that likes to go in and do these silly tests right? I'm all for keeping pets safe. But if we were really worried about keeping pets safe, we wouldn't be feeding them a kibble. We wouldn't be putting toxins in their body, right? Correct. We wouldn't be doing, those things wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. But they do exist. So you have to say, well, maybe we're not that concerned about pet health. Not us, but I'm talking about the mm-hmm. world in general, right? Yep. So we really have to look at that. So great email that has a video on there that you've connected. Yes. Neely talking about homeopathy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so that's awesome.
Yeah,
so something you, that you guys want
get
to
get a
look
feel
at.
For. Yeah, take a look at it. Get a feel for Neely. Give her a call.
Mm-hmm. You know, and again, there are no effects, negative effects of doing a homeopathic treatment. And if it doesn't work, then you move on. And but again, guys, try not to stop a symptom. A symptom is just information. A symptom is just saying, hey, there's something out of balance. We need to correct it. And diarrhea is the one thing, you know, that we all try to, or that I hear most often. Oh, my dog has diarrhea. I've got to go mm-hmm. get metronidazole. I've got to go get this. And I'm like,
I've got to stop it.
Yeah. So if it's, let's think of it this way, guys. If it's toxic, if it's not good, if it's not the thing that your body wants, why are you like trying to, I'm going to push mm-hmm. it back up there. You mm-hmm. stay in there, you dirty diarrhea.
And I hate to tell you, folks, it's coming out. It may come out in a week or 2 weeks later. And then you're in a vicious cycle. Medication, diarrhea. Riggs got gastritis once in his life. And that's just an inflammation of the guts that don't know why it happened. He was about a year old and he was vomiting profusely. Oh my God. I'm like, please stop. I stopped putting food in it. So that was good. And then I was working out of a office connected to my vet. So I did take him with me to work that day. And I'm so rotten. He went to the vet and he kept vomiting in their kennel and they had to clean it up. It was awesome. So bad, but I'm like, here, you have him. And they took an x-ray because he's a year old. I may have missed something that went in him that was causing this, right? Like they eat things fast. They do things. You miss stuff. And that was all clear. And she's like, okay, so what do you want for the vomiting? I got Serenia. I'm like, oh no, we're good. Thanks. He vomited in my car on the way home. He was getting Nux Vomica. I think I did Nux Vomica at the time. I did something for him, but I let it all just come on out and I had to clean the car and we had to clean the kennel here again. And he was better by the next day.
There you go.
Yeah, it was messy. It was not fun.
Now tell everybody why you don't love Serenia.
Oh, Serenia. You know, that should be in the next deep dive on why don't do that one.
Give that one all the time.
All the time. They just give it because during, I think, anesthesia sometimes they just give it. And one, like we just talked about, stuff needs to come up and out. And just stuffing it down is not the answer. You know, keep an eye out on the newsletter. Okay. I'll do it. We'll find out how that med works. What are the actual side effects and why is it so popular?
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today, Dr. Andy. And you guys, if you want to know more about homeopathy, you can find out over at Dr. Andy's place, Dr. Andy's paradise. And you can find that at animalmagiccare.com. I always think that you got to have good people on your team. You want to get established with your team members, and you could do that by going to animalmagiccare.com. I always think that Dr. Andy has a wealth of knowledge, not only in homeopathy, but in how drugs interact with your pet, and also the structural component that I am such a big fan of. I think that is just amazing, amazing, amazing. So get over to animalmagiccare.com. Make sure that you get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. You can get your go-to there as well. That needs to be in your kit. okay, for your dog, your medical kit. So get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business. What, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.